Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Great to hear your voice. Anna is, she just gave me the side eye because she's like, okay.
it's Thursday.
You and Wendy on the phone again. I have to leave. Anyway, so well, what is on the Consumer Watch radar today?
So today I thought let's do something a little bit positive. Let's talk about a way that we can help businesses that we know and love, and maybe even those that we haven't had dealings with before. I just love a couple of initiatives that I've come across, because I'm sure I'm not alone in worrying about how those companies that I do have relationships with are doing. Companies that are in lockdown that have had to cease trading completely. You know, what are they doing for money? How are they, what are they, they don't know exactly when they'll get back to trading. They don't know how long it will take them to get back to the kind of patronage that they had before lockdown and all the rest. So if they've got bonds and car installments and school fees and food and all the rest to buy, despite this sudden brutal halt to their income stream, right? So we know about the bigger funds that have been set up as a means for we ordinary people who aren't being quite as catastrophically affected by lockdown and the pandemic in general to help out. Mm-hmm. So there's the big one, the Solidarity Fund set up by government with an independent board. They're accepting donations big and small, all tax deductible. And we've heard about the big boards donating, board members donating their big portion of their income and all the rest. And that fund is into the billions now. But then there's smaller ones. There's Backer Buddy, where you can go on and actually list yourself as a small business and tell your story of why you need help. But what I want to talk about today is the vouchers. So you can buy a voucher for use in a particular business post-lockdown. And the idea of that, obviously, is to keep the business and their staff members afloat in the meantime while they can't be open, so that you increase the chances of them actually being in a position to reopen when the time comes. So there's the restaurant online booking site Dineplan, which is started in Cape Town but is now nationwide. They take a cut for taking restaurant bookings for about 2,000 restaurants on their site. They've now set up Voucher Plan, which enables consumers to buy vouchers for a particular restaurant of their choice for later use when that restaurant is back up and running, right? And when I Googled this, I found that there's another initiative in Europe called Lunch Next, which is being used by scores of restaurants on a very broad area, Poland, the Czech Republic, Spain, and Germany. And that's going really well. And as the Dineplan founders say, you pay now in return for a better deal in future. And the cash you provide that business is like life-giving oxygen. Mm. When I checked the site just before chatting to you, Darren, Dineplan's voucher plan has sold almost 1,300 vouchers to date,
wow,
with a total value of more than R1 million. So these are people who have paid their money now via voucher plan for use later. And the thing is, a lot of the restaurants, in order to entice people to do that, have said, okay, pay R500 and you'll get R750 value when you do come. Or we'll give you a bottle of wine on the house, which is lovely. And you can see why, because, you know, it's a bit risky. Maybe the restaurant doesn't open again, in which case it's just been a donation to staff or whatever. But I'm saying, I mean, I've done it. I put my money where my mouth is, and I bought a voucher in the last few days. And it's been R500 and you get R750 value. And I'm not going to get R750 value when I go. I think the restaurants have been through enough, as have many other industries. Yeah. So I'm just going to claim R500 back. And that would be my plea to people who do this. But and some people have just donated, just said, I want anything in return. I just want to use this as a donation. And also the interesting thing is, it started out being just for restaurants, but now it's for any business. So I'm saying, if there's a business you know that's struggling, tell them about Voucher Plan. And there's another one called Save Your Bonga.
We are creatures of habit. So we go to the same hair salon, we get our nails done at the same place, we eat out at the same restaurant. So you'll know the group of places. In actual fact, I'm glad you actually brought this up, because one of the little pubs down in the village phoned me up and said, there's this great story. A regular has been coming here for like 10-15 years. Phoned me up and said, I need your banking details. And they said, why? He said, because I normally come there on a Friday, drop R500 or R600. I'm just going to put the money into your account. And then,
every week. That is because, heartwarming.
I would give it to you anyway. And it's stories like that. And also, we're advertising as well. There's St. Bernard's in the Drakensberg, which are offering a 25% discount if you're you book now for post-lockdown weekends away. So there's people that are getting this. They understand that this is a good way to go.
That's a lovely place, by the way. I've spent time there. Just beautiful.
I couldn't afford it until now. Now that there's a 25% discount, now I can go.
So yes, but I'm saying, yeah, we're all battling. But if you can afford to pay full price, do it. It would be nice. Yeah. The thing I should say about Downplan, which is interesting, because they normally take a big cut, right, for the bookings pre-COVID. But in this one, they're taking not a cent. So every cent that you pay as a donation or for a voucher voucher plan goes to that establishment, which is great. And then there's another one, which actually Downplan told me about, called Say Siyabonga. And they're doing the same thing, but it's for all businesses. There are some restaurants in there, but all sorts of business. As you can imagine, smaller ones mainly. So you buy vouchers for goods or services that includes massages and that kind of thing from your favorite. And then you claim them when everything's open. I spoke to that founder, Pietri Redlinghuis. He said it's quite new. There are quite a few KZN businesses on there. You click on Durban and they'll come up on the site. It's Say Siyabonga. More than 250 businesses have signed up, probably more since I last chatted to him last week. He does take a cut, but it's only 5% of the voucher value for admin. It's tiny. But what I really wanted to say is if businesses don't know about these two platforms, you can actually go on and register yourself. No chances. Pietri told me that they had someone in KZN try to go on there selling insanely priced boxes of face masks, and he uploaded a fake ID. So they do checks to see that it's all legit, because we don't want to be paying money to fraudsters. So they are checking that it's all legit. And I just thought it was worth sharing, because in many cases, you can't get hold of these companies and these restaurants and whatever if you wanted to support them, because, you know, they're closed. So this is a way for us to say, we're with you, we want you to survive, and here's how we're going to support them.
Wendy, this just dawned on me. What about the validity of the vouchers? If you're buying a COVID-19 voucher through one of these platforms, are they still... Is it still valid like all other vouchers?
Absolutely. So, very good question. The CPA applies to this deal as any other when it comes to prepaid vouchers. The voucher must be valid for 3 years. So you have 3 years to use it, bearing in mind that the 500 Rand in spend will buy you more than in June, say, this year than it would next year, because obviously the menu prices go up. But it would be quite kind, I suppose, if you hung on to the voucher and only redeemed it a year from now, because it would give the restaurant a chance to get back on its feet. But it's up to you. It's valid for 3 years.
Well, that's fantastic. I want to thank you, Wendy, for bringing us this information. I know there are quite a few people. I'm inundated with people saying, I need help for my small business. What can I do? And then at the same time, I have people out there going, I want to help and I don't know which initiative to get involved with. And this sounds like one of those that people can, you know what? You're not throwing money away. You're making an investment. And I like that. I think everyone will like that idea. All this information obviously will be on our website, ecr.ca.za. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy directly, it's very easy. You go to her Facebook page. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. And there is an email option there as well. How has your inbox been looking this week? A bit better than last week?
No, much worse. This week, because we've hit the 20s now, so the debit orders are coming due, and people who were playing a wait and see, not knowing how their companies were going to look after them or whatever, or what kind of a break they were going to get from the banks and whatever, are now in real panic mode, realizing they're not going to be able to meet their commitment. Oh, so I'm inundated, and my heart is broken, Darren, absolutely in pieces. So what more can I say?
That said, next time we speak to you, most people will have had a payday or a pseudo payday, and most debit orders will start coming off. We're looking at the 2nd of May. Next time I talk to you will be 30th.
You know debit what the story are, then will be rentals are due, 1st of the month. I'm getting a lot of those as well. So if anyone wants to engage with me around those issues, the debit orders and the rentals and how your landlords are treating you, or how you as a landlord are treating your tenants, I'd love to hear from you.
All right. That's Wendy Nola's Facebook page, Wendy Nola Consumer. Thank you, Wendy Lady.
Thank you, Darren.